Who can make sense of political drama? Say a few words and I'll talk your mama. Make everyone mad and still back Obama.
Weekday mornings at 9 a.m., 8 Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. And today, Roland Martin talks to Merle Evers Williams. Tell her I said hello. About leaving the NAACP board. Good morning, Roland, from Washington, D.C.
Good morning, folks. Shout out to my wife, Jackie. Yesterday was her 49th birthday.
Happy
and she
belated.
Had a fine time. So, Jackie, happy birthday.
In the house with 6 kids.
Yes, indeed.
And
yes,
you're
indeed.
Elsewhere.
Yes, indeed. That's how you stay married successfully. There you go. All right, folks. Yesterday, Comcast and Time Warner announced a huge deal, $45 billion. They're going to have major ramifications when it comes to your, I can't even say it because you're about to lose some money. This whole deal in terms of internet and cable. And so are we looking at monopoly or are we looking at the possibility of new technology? I go to my man, Ali Velshi, Al Jazeera America. He is the money man himself with the clean shaven head and the smooth vest. Ali, this is a huge deal. And people are saying, oh, this is going to be an easy call for federal regulators, but others say not so fast.
Yeah, it's tricky, Roland. Good morning to you. There are a couple of issues here. When you talk about eliminating competition, which is what the Department of Justice and the FCC look at, neither of these companies competed directly against each other in any market. There's no overlaps. When you look at an airline or you look at retailers, you look at where they overlap and what competition is disappearing. On that level, there's no competition disappearing. But on the other level, this becomes a very, very big company. More than 30 million customers. In fact, Comcast will have to shed about 3 million customers just so they don't take up more than 30 million households, which is kind of the cap that the FCC puts on it.
So Wait a minute. You're telling me you can't find Comcast and Time Warner in the same city?
That is correct.
No,
they always trade up.
Because the way the cable franchise agreements work, Tom,
The city
council picks who is going to be the cable franchisee. And so yes, now what you have, though, Ali, you do have a place like, for instance, in the Dallas area, you have some 30 cities that surround the city of Dallas, but you have different cable companies that control that city's franchise.
Right. So the average customer has until recently not had a chance to choose between one cable company and the other. AT&T and Verizon coming into the game gives you some competition, but as you
plus
know,
satellite.
Roland, well, or satellite dish and DirecTV, but cable prices have been going up basically since Moses walked the earth. So prices are still going to go up. The issue is these are two different offerings. Comcast puts caps on how much broadband you can use. You pay up if you use too much, but they've got much better technology than Time Warner does, which basically Time Warner forces you to watch TV largely on your TV set. You know, it's going to be tricky to know what this means for consumers, but those who argue that it's going to make prices go up, my argument is that prices have always gone up, and they've been going up. So I don't know how you solve that problem.
But the real issue, though, a lot of people have is by only having a dominant company, that's who's determining the internet that's coming into your home. And so if you're capping that, now all of a sudden with Netflix and Hulu and all of these different companies, now there's this concern, could they throttle it down, pick a
and
company that pays more over another?
And they can. And the FCC, when Comcast took over NBC, which was a year ago, they had them deal with this whole net neutrality issue. You can't be unfair to other people who need your pipe. I think that's where the FCC is going to focus. I don't think they'll be able to turn down this deal, but they're going to say you have to give massive undertakings that people can use your pipe, that people can use the amount of broadband they need to use, and they're not going to get it gouged in the process. But it does seem to me that this has a very strong likelihood of going through.
Is there going to be a time period in which they're going to be prevented from gouging us? Because eventually we're going to be gouged.
Yeah, that's probably right. They probably are going to have to do something for a period of time, maybe 3 years or 5 years. But yeah, these things don't tend to be in perpetuity. So your prices are going up. They go up. But part of that, remember, part of it's the cable company, part of it's the technology and the infrastructure that they build, and part of it is that the people the cable company pays, the channels, always want more money. You saw that CBS Time Warner fight that went on last year.
That's the Weather Channel fight right now.
The Weather Channel's out.
Or the Weather Channel fight right now, yeah.
Hmm.
Ali, got to ask you this here. Are we going to see these cable companies regulated as utility companies? Because, in essence, they're providing now infrastructure like the electric companies used to provide and the phone companies.
Good question, but we're moving in the direction of deregulation, not regulation in this country.
Great point, Ali
really
Belshi.
Really enjoying you on Al Jazeera America, Ali.
I'm on 7 p.m. Eastern every night on Al Jazeera America, available in most markets across the United States.
Roland Martin's
that was a pleasure.
Roland Martin's commentary brought to you by TV One.